At the moment, the federal government is spending and was spending even more in the budget last night on purchasing vaccines from overseas. And so having the sovereign capacity to manufacture in-country and purchase from a manufacturing facility in-country would be absolutely ideal. And there wasn't a lot of detail in the budget, but there were clearly monies put aside in the budget to help sovereign production of mRNA vaccines in Australia. And I guess what we're arguing is let's look at South Australia, as well as obviously our biggest biotech company, CSL. But this facility in South Australia is some steps ahead of the facility in Melbourne that CSL has. So let's get the federal government to think about this facility in terms of those monies that were allocated in the budget last night.
Okay. But somebody's going to make a lot of money out of this.
Well, at the moment, Pfizer's making a lot of money out of this because we're buying Pfizer vaccines from overseas. And I think it would be much better to have that production in Australia. And I can't really talk about the profits involved, but certainly I think Australians would feel much more comfortable if we had the capacity to produce these vaccines in Australia that wasn't then disrupted by inability to import, people changing their supplies because other countries where those vaccines are being produced want those supplies and so on. So I think, again, we need to see that the COVID pandemic is not one that's disappearing quickly, and to have the capacity to vaccinate with locally made vaccines for some time is really important. And the other important point to make about the mRNA vaccines is that they can be adjusted very quickly, and we will and do need to adjust these vaccines to deal with the variants that are occurring across the world.